Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new recording by jazz cornet player Warren Vaché. Vaché got his first big break in the late 1970s, playing with Benny Goodman. More recently, he's often been heard with tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton. But Kevin says Vaché, like Hamilton, owes more to the jazz of the 1930s than to bebop or any later jazz styles.
Over the last 15 years, Warren Vaché has quietly developed one of the prettiest brass sounds in jazz. Vaché's main inspiration is 1930s swing music, where the emphasis was on showcasing a melody and projecting a rich instrumental sound. On most of his new ballad album, Warm Evenings on the Concord Jazz label, he's accompanied by the Beaux-Arts String Quartet, not to be confused with the better-known Beaux-Arts Trio. Jazz soloists and string sections can work together, but the sound of this quartet is pretty soupy. Vaché uses a fairly heavy vibrato for modern jazz, but it's no match for those strings. That's With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair by Clara Edwards and Jack Lawrence, one of a few lesser-known ballads Vaché plays. His brass tone is so mellow, those strings ought to smother him. Actually, they enhance his sound. The contrast between the soloist and the strings is the difference between lyricism and mawkishness. Warren Vaché's ability to rise above those strings is all the more remarkable given the instrument he plays, cornet, which was the standard lead horn in jazz before Louis Armstrong switched to trumpet in the mid-1920s. Most cornet players quickly followed suit. Lately, though, a few brass players, among them Butch Morris, Olu Dara, and Graham Haynes, have rediscovered the darker tone of the stubbier horn. The cornet sound is less bright than trumpet, but more warm and full. In Vaché's case, the difference in timbre sets him apart from his trumpeter heroes, like ballad expert Bobby Hackett. Vaché really exploits his horn's resources, manipulating his Harmon mute on Billy Strayhorn's A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. String Quartet is missing from a few cuts on Vaché's new album. On those tracks, he's joined by a straight jazz trio, which blends so well, I keep hearing a phantom rhythm guitar I know isn't really there. The illusion is caused by the combination of drummer Giampaolo Biaggi's shuffle rhythms with pianist Ben Aronoff's tight chords. The bassist is Lincoln Milliman. Here's the quartet on Harry Warren's Summer Night. Those straight-ahead tracks break up all the slow, string-laden ballads. But for me, Warren Vacher could get up in front of a kazoo band, and he'd still play moving music.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Warren Vacher's new album, Warm Evenings, on Concord Jazz.